This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome. Thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Rankings are important. They provide us a quick measure of relative strength, but sometimes the story of how those rankings were made are really tough to understand. Today's guest has invested more than three decades delivering the work to make rankings like the number three College of Agriculture in North America and the number one agriculture and biological engineering graduate program a reality. He is brilliant. This is going to be a super fun discussion. He's a great partner to Ag Bioscience Innovators, and he's the new dean of the Purdue University College of Agriculture. Welcome, Dr. Bernie Engel. Bernie, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Mitch, thanks so much. Appreciate the opportunity to be here today and share some information.
I am looking forward to it, Bernie. Congrats again on your appointment to dean of the College of Agriculture, one of the top ag colleges in the world. Before we dig into what's ahead at Purdue, we have to learn more about you and your journey. Bernie, this has been a promotion that's been in the making for more than three decades at Purdue. Tell us more.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point, Mitch. I'm a long time Purdue faculty member, started in 1988. Ag engineering back in the day, like many other programs around the country that ultimately became ag and biological engineering to reflect this growth into modern biology. And that's been a great thing that's happened locally as well as nationally in that profession. Spent 14 and a half years as head of that program. And as you noted, one of the great successes there, working collaboratively with the great students, faculty, staff in that program, with stakeholders in the state, we got that program to the place it should be, the very top. And it's managed to stay there. So, that's a bit of the earlier background.
And Bernie, right before this, you and I had a chance to work together closely as you dug into research and spent time with innovators and entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. So for about the last 4.5 years, I was senior associate dean of ag research, graduate education. A number of other things fell in that unit as well. And to your point, the innovation entrepreneurship was a piece of that. So, our prior dean, Karen Plout, made a very bold move in beginning to really promote innovation entrepreneurship here on the college. And certainly that is very, very much, a thing that's key to the entire university at this point, but relatively new to agriculture at Purdue and many other places as well.
This next chapter of the College of Agriculture at Purdue University is just exhilarating, Bernie. And we look at the national and global rankings that we talked about earlier, your fingerprints are all over all of them. I mean, for those that don't know, share more. I mean, the College of Agriculture, far more than just ag at Purdue. Give us a sense for how being a land-grant institution, being a College of Agriculture, really is expansive beyond just what we traditionally think of as agriculture.
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of the land grant mission, and I would argue that Purdue has been true to that more than any other institution in the entire country. And that's one of the reasons for the long stay here and the continued stay at the top of the organization here in agriculture is this commitment to the land grant mission that includes undergraduate education. We have phenomenal students coming here. We've got work to do to figure out how do we get more of them here, or how do we engage with more of them in other ways. We're not meeting all the needs that certainly the industry has nationally. So that's a huge opportunity as we look to the future. And extension here in the state is the crown jewel of any extension program nationally. A key part of all that we do. Now, I know you were sharing, Mitch, earlier that you're going to be showing a pig coming up. And that very much is part of extension in the 4-H program. So I would strongly encourage you to think about finding a good 4-H member and maybe get some key pointers here coming up.
Now I have to do it, Bernie. I was going to try to find a nice way to exit and not do it, but now we're committed. Now it's on the internet. We have to do it. Oh, golly. Okay, so I got to get back to this, because what you have done over the last three decades is really impressive, Bernie. You talked about ag biological engineering being the number one. What I found really interesting about your work specifically is the deep connections you've made to the other powerhouse that's at Purdue in the College of Engineering. Share more about that collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think, again, something that's very unique, very special at Purdue is the strength in our partners that we love to partner with here in agriculture. Engineering is absolutely one of those. We have others in other units as well. But one of the things that you may not fully recognize is that we have top five colleges in both agriculture and engineering. Wow. Only place that has such. And not only that, it's great to have top five, but so what if we don't work together, right?
Right.
So another very, very special thing is that we work very, very closely together. And to your earlier point, ag and biological engineering lives at that intersection, has lived at that intersection for decades, and certainly benefits then from the strengths of both colleges. But that connection lives beyond just that unit, in all the units here in the College of Agriculture. And we aim to continue to grow and accelerate some of those connections, and we'll be doing some special efforts this fall to build on those.
Well, we're eager to dig into those special efforts and the role that Purdue College of Agriculture is playing in building a talent pipeline. We'll dig more into that right after this. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years, and together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at indianafarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Dr. Bernie Engel, Dean of Purdue University's College of Agriculture, joins us. Bernie, we've talked quite a bit about the strength of Purdue's College of Agriculture. I want to flip the whole thing on its head here a bit and look at industry. I mean, talent is such a just dramatic need, a topic that always rises to the top as we build this next chapter of the economy. How have you and how will you continue to evolve education and experiences really as you push the college forward as its new dean?
Yes, I think one of the interesting things is just the pace of change that we see in industry. I think we face a number of challenges, and how do we make sure our students are prepared for that pace of change? Do we need new degrees? I think, these are questions we're going to be asking. We have all of this physical AI kind of notion coming from the university. Certainly, the ag bioscience sector is going to be a huge beneficiary of that notion if we can figure out how to make sure we get the talent pipeline ready to embrace that and know how to employ that as they get into industry and beyond. So, I think that's a huge opportunity, one that we're paying careful attention to and we'll be embracing. Also then how do we begin to think about other creative degrees that meets the needs of industry now, but also, I think as we all see many people working much, much longer careers, how do we ensure that people are positioned for that 50-year career or more in some cases now?
Yeah, that lifetime of innovation, even in education, is one that I think holds tremendous opportunity. And if we look at Purdue specifically, I mean, just synonymous with innovation, the work that you've led at the intersection, as you mentioned, of entrepreneurship and innovation, how do you envision entrepreneurship, innovation, being a part of this next chapter of the College of Agriculture under your leadership?
You know, one place that we do some of that fairly well with our undergraduate students is in our capstone courses. And that's certainly a place that provides such an opportunity to probably do more than what we do at the moment. I'm certainly most familiar with the one, as we've talked about earlier, in ag and biological engineering. And absolutely, that is sort of a really unique experience where the students spend a year working on projects, working with industry in most of those projects that really showcases all or most all of the things that they've learned throughout their stay here and provides a little bit new perspective in how to put it together, how to engage industry. And again, I think that's an opportunity to, as we think further about building toward the goal that you mentioned.
Even in the recent history at the College of Agriculture, lots of programs, lots of effort, lots of attention focused on innovation. The new Digital Innovation and Agri-Food Laboratory Dial, Startup Studio, really interesting work. The Ag Alumni Seed Phenotyping Facility, your network of research farms all across the state. How do you envision continuing to advance these, I'd say, innovation portfolio assets across the college?
Yeah, I think what underlies all of those is really the research that's being done at those, right? So the real strength of the Purdue research portfolio is broader than many nationally, it's deeper than many nationally. And if I can brag for a moment, I told our president the other day, I said 106.1 sounds like an FM station, but those are the research dollars College of Ag generated from the outside this last year. 106.1 million. Why is that important? Well, it lets us do all the fabulous research that provides this base on which the innovation entrepreneurship then leverages as that research moves along to become new startups, to become intellectual property that gets licensed. Yep, certainly much of this is going to require continued development. But it's that base that is this tremendous base of work at the Purdue Ag Centers, at the Ag Alumni Seed Phenotyping Facility, with digital forestry, with all the other things we do here in the college.
It's incredible. Bernie, last question for you. We've touched on a couple pieces of this, but I want to open the door here as wide as possible. You're the new dean of one of the top colleges of agriculture in the world. What can students, what can faculty, what can staff, what can companies expect to see in the months and years to come under your leadership?
I think many have seen since early in the year that a strong emphasis out of Purdue now on research. And certainly that's been my background. We will not deviate from that. So it's full speed ahead with research. We have some phenomenal world-leading efforts there, and I think huge opportunities to continue to build on those. I think you're going to continue to see more of these bigger kinds of initiatives in research. We scored a couple of those this year, one of those in digital forestry, one of those in aquaponics. So big dollars, big multidisciplinary teams solving big problems. So we'll see more of that. We'll continue to stay true absolutely to the land grant mission. So undergraduate students continue to be a priority. As we've talked about, we are a pipeline to those students, to industry and other opportunities in the state and beyond. Hopefully most stay in the state and continue to build the strong ag biosciences economy here in the state. And then extension, again, absolutely a crown jewel that we will continue to build on and figure out how we fully leverage that for the benefit of the people in the state.
It is incredible, Bernie. I look forward to working with you as you build this next chapter of the college. And just thank you on behalf of all the agribusiness, all the ag bioscience, all the ag companies across not just Indiana, but around the world that you and your team have really breathed life into over the last decades. Thank you for your work. He's Dr. Bernie Engel. He's Dean of the Purdue University College of Agriculture. Bernie, it's been awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier. Sam, thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.